and these lands. My noble brothers and sisters, alhamdulillah, there are many opportunities. A believer is not restricted in his deen. It's permissible for him to follow his religion, alhamdulillah, without any restrictions. In these lands, with regards to our children, we have great opportunities. We don't have to send them to the public schools. We don't have to send them to the private schools. We don't have to send them to the Christian schools. We can keep them in our homes. They have programs called homeschool, where the father and the mother, they can cooperate together, and they can teach the child in the house, and they can find the minimum requirement from the state, and they can provide that for the student, for their child, and then they can use whatever they like from the other subjects, from Quran, and from Tawheed, and from Sunnah, and from Tafsir, and from Hadith, and the likes like this, from Seerah, and the biography of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and add these subjects, and teach the child in the house in this manner. This is my advice for the Muslims in these lands, that they must homeschool their children, and it's something that is available. Homeschool meaning that you make your own curriculum. There are many families that are doing this. Many people, they say they're not able to. Is that an excuse to throw your children to those people who are the worst? Wallahi, it's not an excuse. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, "Man ashara ala akhihi bi amrin ya'rifu anna ar-rushda fi khilafihi faqad khana." Whoever indicates to his brother to do something and he knows that upright guidance is contrary to that, then he betrayed him. So how about one's own family? How about one's own family? Is it upright guidance to give the children to the disbelievers to raise them? Nah, it's not upright guidance. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Homeschool, my noble brothers and sisters, this is the opportunity. If you don't know how, then ask the brothers and sisters who have been doing it. There are many brothers and sisters who are forming curriculums that are beneficial and that are good for your family and good for your homes. Fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the best way. Not following the homeschool that is public school, but the homeschool yourself. Do it yourself. Follow your own curriculum. Learn the deen of Allah Azza wa Jal, you, and you save your family. This is what incumbent upon you. Guidance is in the hands of the Lord, of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but it's incumbent upon every Muslim to take care of his amana and to do his best so that he is not held accountable in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If one is not able to even do homeschooling himself, for example, which is the best, to homeschool himself or his wife, then there is another homeschool, public homeschool, where they follow the curriculum like this, but still they're at home. And he can be cultivated in the house. And he can be monitored in the house. Although this is worse because he will still follow the curriculum. And in these curriculums, there is disbelief. And many of the curriculums that we find in these public schools, there is Darwin's theory, atheism. And they're promoting other things that are foul and wicked. And conduct and manner, this is known in these days. We have to take initiative. Keep your children close to you. Don't send them out in the lands. Especially when they're young and small. At the time whenever they are going to soak up everything. Don't hand that little girl to the disbelievers. Don't hand that little boy. He's a gem and a diamond. Precious Muslim child. Keep him close to you and raise him according to the Sunnah of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so you can be in the paradise with him. It's a reality. There's a battle for the soul. لَا يَزَالُونَ يُقَاتِلُونَكُمْ حَتَّى يُرُدُّوكُمْ عَنْ دِينِكُمْ إِنِ اسْتَطَاعُوا. They will remain fighting you. Not now. We're not fighting with swords and guns. We're fighting for our soul. We're fighting for our soul, for my son to stay a Muslim, for my daughter to be upon the deen with chastity and piety. This is the fight. What will you do? Surrender them to the enemies or stand firm?